having 191,200,000 followers on Facebook alone, and then other networks that I'm on that people don't know because they come under another name, an alias name, but having that many followers, and they're real followers, engaging followers, fans, and then to look on the back end of it, you notice that, I notice that my material that I post in the page itself is viewed by over 2-3 million people. So that many people's eyes are on the page. So I'm saying this to say what I want to say right now is people stop by and they'll check your stuff out. Yeah. Some people, you got trolls that come through and look at what you got. You got people who are fans, who are die-hard fans, who will support you 120%. And then you got those people who are even greater supporters than your actual fans, but they'll come over and for different reasons. They come by to be nosy, to see if you're still standing, still prospering. They'll come by to see just what you're doing, what you're wearing, what pictures you're posting. And some would actually come over to maybe, this is gonna trigger some people, but some people will come over and steal your ideas. They come over to your post and say, I like that. They would never comment though. They would never engage. They would never support it. But I get so many people, visitors, as again, at my Facebook page alone. Do you think just the fans are coming there? 192,000 fans. They're not the only ones that's engaging with my comment, with my things I post with my page. There are people who are coming over again and looking, you know, and I call them trolls. And you look up the word troll if you want to. I don't want to go into that. But they come over and they look. Family, friends, people who know you, people who think they know you, people who don't know you, people you used to work with, people you work with. I mean, they come and check you out. Believe me, they check you out. They are looking. And everything posted on my profiles are positive posts. You know, things that I feel in my heart, things that can help people. And I post my favorite music because I love classic rock. I love classic gospel. I love classic. I love the vintage. I love the things from the classic era, you know, golden era. So, but yeah, never get tied into how many likes you get or how many views. Sure, it's candy. It's icing on the cake to get that. But never get like so tied into that that you lose track of what you're actually doing. Because some people, they would come and ask me, they say, well, how do you get so many followers? How do you get so many views? How do you get so many whatever? Don't get tied into that because that would drive you nuts. Post and let it go at that and be happy with that. And I think I better end this. This has been 5 minutes, but that was my cue to say yay. But yeah, just don't get tied into that, because if you do, then it can get on your nerve after a while. But you will know your diehard fans and supporters. My sister Laura was my number one supporter in my family. My brother Thomas is a great supporter as well. He support me, but he support everybody. So I got a handful of friends who really support me. Stephen Paul, Kita Kita. I mean, a lot of friends. I'm probably not even naming all of them. Pete Icy, he's a performer. Oh my God. Just, I have people who support me. Murphy Elliott. A lot of people support me. I'm probably not naming everybody. Lindsay, don't get the credit. Lindsay Allen, don't always get the credit because he's an administrator of my page, one of the main administrators. And so he's not included. So a lot of times people say, where's Lindsay? How come Lindsay's not at the top of who support you? It's because he is one of the administrators. So when you are one of the administrators, you don't get, you can't be in that number. That wouldn't be fair. But I want to thank everyone who support me because I do have so many who support me. And again, even if people don't like my page or follow my page or follow any of my work, they are bigger supporters, whether they believe it or not, than the people who support it because they are there every time I post something. They are there. But how can you explain 2 to 3 million people eyes are on what you're doing? That far exceeds the people who follow my page, 190-some thousand people. 2 to 3 million people far exceeds that. So that means more people are actually watching it, trying to see what's up. Oh my God, who is she? Oh my God. And they are people, fans, friends, family. There are people who don't support you sometimes. So I try not to get caught up into that. I do. I wanted to talk about this because someone had, I had received about maybe 14, 15 letters and people were asking me, what can I do? And this podcast is made exclusively for people out there who feel like you are not supported the way you need to be or want to be. Don't get caught up into it, guys. It's okay. I'm Regina Swern. Thank you so much for listening. I have so many things in store ahead of me, guys. So just stay tuned. Be patient. Thank you for the support. And thank you so much for keeping in touch. Mwah. Contact me at swernregina@gmail.com. Please, and I'll always say this, make it business. If it's not business, my management team will send it to spam, guys. So I'm just warning you, okay? Love you all. Take care. Be blessed. Mwah.